Okay.
G. Not G, but wool jersey and stuff like that.
Yeah. What'd you catch the milk in usually?
It's a pail, what we call a pail.
Tin pail?
Tin pail.
And did you get the impurities out of it? You had to
Boil it.
Boil the milk?
Yes, sir. You boil it. Don't you? Well, you know, you go pasteurize it. You know what I mean? Boil it and then set it in the... You boil it for a certain amount of time. Set it in an ice box till a cream comes to the top.
Yeah.
Skim the cream off, and then you got whole milk. We drank it.
Yeah.
And you take the cream, keep building it up, put it in a jar, you know, and then put it in a churn. Chunka chunka chunka. Boy, you go to the churn and you sit there, and it used to be all about every 3 days. You go to churn. Churn. And you sit there till you wore both your arms off, you know. And then finally you'd get through. And there's the butter.
You finally
get to the butter, you know, and skim the butter off of it and put it in your canister or whatever you want.
Would you ever keep thick sour milk around?
Buttermilk?
Yeah, well,
same thing. I mean,
you keep that buttermilk, it would turn to what?
It was sour. I mean, if you kept it long enough, it was sour.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it would make Would you ever clabber?
Clabbered milk, yeah. Clabbered. A lot of women cook with it. They like to cook with clabbered milk.
What would you make out of that? Folks make some kind of cheese out of it?
No, we never made any cheese or anything. But we usually, what we got from the milk, we got cream, which would be coffee. You don't put in coffee.
Yeah.
You want to keep it for coffee. Whole milk, we drank it. Butter and buttermilk. Buttermilk you cook with it a lot.
Right. Did your father have a wagon when you were younger? You ever used to ride in it?
I remember wagons that we had.
In fact,
we used to, when we had all those hogs, we used to harvest the corn in a wagon. We had a little tractor, you know, a little Jubilee tractor.
Yeah.
Of course, we had a couple more, you know, one more tractor that we... Heck, we farmed with one row stuff. And when I got big enough to work, we had two row stuff. Man, that was big stuff back then. Anyway, we had this little Jubilee tractor, Ford tractor.
Yeah.
And it had this wagon on it, man. We'd go down through there plucking that corn, you know, shucking that corn. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You'd take two men, three men, one in the front. He would pull a corn off two rows, throw it down in the middle. You'd drive over those rows. You had a man in the back picking up the corn that he'd throw down, and have another two men, one man on each side, taking two rows either way. You'd have one man on each side knocking two rows, you know, chucking two rows, throw it in the trailer. You had another man in the back picking up what the front man in front of the tractor had shucked and throw it in the middle. And that's the way we used to harvest for those pigs. Take it, hook the old tractor up. We used to take and have a belt on. Usually we run it on this old had a gearbox thing we put on this tractor. You know, it had this, you set it down and it bolted down to a gear. It turned inside a tractor all the time, and set this other gear down inside that one and match up, thus turning this belt driven deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had what they call a corn mill, a mill.
Yeah.
And you would run this belt over that mill, boy, and you'd rear that tractor.